This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi there, it's Michael Cowan here, and I'm in studio at the CX Innovation and Tech Fest with Brett Lindsay. We are talking about innovation around customer experience and the disruption thereof. How are you, Brett?
I'm well, Mike. How are you doing? That was a very formal start to a Futurology podcast.
It was.
And when you say studio, it's very loosely interpreted as a big auditorium at the Maslow.
Fantastic, though, isn't it? They've given us a whole auditorium. I feel quite special. But Brett, it's been a fantastic 2 days here.
It really has.
And, you know, this is an introduction to all of our guest speakers who have joined us in our makeshift studio, our outside broadcast.
Yep.
And how have you found it, Brett?
It's really insightful. I like the fact that there's a lot of local speakers.
Yes.
All sharing case studies and use cases from local businesses doing things to impact the customer service area within our country.
100%.
And it's great to see that. I mean, we've always known South Africa is a great hotspot for innovation. And it's great to have innovation, but it's another thing to execute it and put it into the workplace. And
absolutely.
There's great things happening in South Africa. So that's encouraging.
And inspiring. But it's also been quite interesting listening to a lot of the comments in the audience. It's really interesting to see a lot of the challenges people are facing around innovation and this world of disruption with technology.
Yeah.
Which is really what we're doing here. It's really about the inspiring part of what we offer as a podcast, as an organization.
For sure.
Getting into organizations and inspiring people to shift their thinking around that.
Yeah, so rather than being afraid of the future, start embracing the possibilities around that change.
Absolutely.
And it's really cool. The great thing about customer experience as a focus is that it's about the people again.
100%. Absolutely.
So it's not technology-led. It's not all these things that are sometimes too big to understand or comprehend. It comes down to the person. It comes down to a real need with real people.
Absolutely.
And we can inspire that change to say, don't fear, embrace that change, let's go.
Absolutely, which is critical. But Brett, do you want to just give us a very brief introduction to what this is all about?
Cool. So in short, it's the CX Innovation and Tech Fest, where they celebrate people, technology, ideas, and innovations that are literally transforming the way businesses make and keep customers. That's the important thing. So it's one thing to get them, but how do you retain them?
Absolutely.
And it's around service. And what is the big talk around CX and what are we doing innovatively? What are we doing things? But it comes down to the fact that we know the world is changing.
Absolutely.
Customers are more demanding. Customer loyalty is decreasing. New technologies are constantly emerging. And it's how do you get your market share? As a business that has a huge consumer base, how do you get that market share? How do you attract them? How do you keep them? How do you seduce them to stay with you or even come across from the dark side? And you've got to make sure that it's the USP that you start to have is around customer experience and the customer service. It's not so much low-cost pricing anymore. It's not high-quality product. It's what is your brand? What is the combination of all of that?
Absolutely.
And there's great discussion happening here at this. And it's round about how technology has become an essential tool to enable a shift in thinking with business to move more into a CX way of life. And it's really great to see it happening here in Johannesburg.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy this podcast. What we have done is we've changed the format here. So please download this podcast. And the rest of the CX podcasts are available on our Futurology homepage on Cliff Central.
Yeah, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, we have a Twitter handle at Futurology Show. And you can tweet us as much as you like. And we'll be tweeting out some of the shows as well. So follow
Absolutely.
Us.
Fantastic. Enjoy.
Our next guest is Christel van der Merwe, the Director of Customer Transformation and Innovation at Mimecast. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It's fun being here.
Thank you. Yeah. And so that was a great title. And we know that you work at Mimecast. But you could tell us more about what you do and what that means than I can.
Before you do, did you give yourself that title or did the business give yourself
that? No, business gave
it. Oh, cool.
Which is even more cool.
No, exactly. That's why I asked the question, because it is a cool title.
Today, I feel like the Director of Customer Transformation and Innovation. Yeah. I will wear my underpants
Bow
on the outside.
For me, minions. Yeah.
So it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that. No.
It wasn't.
So tell us, how was it, really?
Oh, I mean, I joined Mimecast 8 years ago and it was still a very small business and spent years in South Africa running the customer operations side. So account management, service delivery, education, professional services. And then kind of got to a point where it was, what next?
Yes.
And my big boss in Boston had a brainwave in one of our forums and said, you're going to do customer transformation innovation. I was like, oh my God, what is that? And suddenly I became customer transformation innovation because I had a lot of young people coming up through the ranks who were ready to step into management positions. So it was very hard for me to let go. And that transition was difficult, going from pure operational every day to suddenly being paid to think. So
it's a beautiful experience, isn't it?
Terrifying because at the end of a normal day, you could go, oh my God, I did this, I did this, I saved this, I did this. And now at the end of the day, you're like, what did I do?
I really hope what I did makes a difference.
Oh my God, I thought.
Therefore I was.
But I'll tell you what, it's the best job in the world. Cool. It's a wonderful company, inspiring. You're just allowed to explore things. And basically what my mandate is I'm in a small team, scattered across the globe. So I basically work digitally. I work in the US and UK a lot. And what we do is we look across the customer operation function at how to make things better. How do we transform? Brilliant. How do we optimize? Yeah. How do we get better at what we do? Because our business is growing so quickly, we can't jump in a car anymore and go and see an angry customer. Yep. We have to get better.
What do you guys do? Because I'm not sure that most of our listeners will know who Mimecast, and what Mimecast is.
Okay, so Mimecast is a software as a service vendor. Okay. What basically our speciality is we do email management in the cloud.
Yeah.
So we do security. So we look after everything that comes into your company. So we get rid of all the baddies. We also make sure that stuff doesn't leave your company that shouldn't, like all your customer lists, ID numbers.
It's a good thing we don't have Mimecast because you'd
be in trouble.
No, but emails will never get to.
You'd never get any email. Yeah.
Hey, look at this link. It was really, really cool. Yeah. And this video.
And then we do, and part of that stack and security is targeted threat protection. So with ransomware, with phishing, all of that kind of things, we do some really cool tech stuff there seeing that it's not really the CEO just told you to pay a vendor.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I want to impress the CEO.
Wow. Yeah. So if you haven't got Mimecast, we should be asking why.
Yeah, you should be asking why. Yeah. And then we archive. We have a bottomless archive, so every email you've ever sent and received, as long as you're a customer. And then continuity. So if your building blows up, and so long as you can get to the internet, you can still do business.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. Important thing to have.
But it started as an email company.
Right, yeah.
And that must have been a really brave move because you had Gmail and all of these other amazing free tools.
It was a hugely brave move. It was also a move aimed at business to business rather than business to consumer.
Okay.
But what has made it so successful over the years is that they built this cloud platform as from the ground up as one platform. So everything works in one place instead of going, we need security, let's buy that and bolt it on.
Yes.
Oh gosh, we need archiving, let's buy that and bolt it on. So it's one unified platform and everything just works within it. So that's why it's such a scalable technology.
Okay. Brett, I'm excited because you've built a South African business. It's it's a great success story. And you can only grow that success off a great customer experience. So tell us about some of the critical things that you've learned over the 8 years, and then let's jump into what you were here to talk about today. But I'm scrolling away because I think this is
we could talk forever.
I think this is an amazing story.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, phenomenally successful. You know, close to 1,000 employees. Am I allowed to say that number?
Yes, you absolutely are. It's out in the ethos.
Okay,
yes.
And the turnover is pretty substantial. If you want to share that, you can. If you're allowed to, I don't know. But tell us some of the great lessons you've learned, because you only grow these kind of businesses by understanding your customer and growing with your customer.
Oh, absolutely. So I think like most businesses, we were at a point where suddenly we were growing and you realize you're just reactive.
Yeah.
You're constantly fighting fires, but it's not what people want to do. It's not what they signed up for.
Absolutely.
So we went through a proper process where we had groups that were looking at customer experience improvement and process improvement.
Yeah.
And the key behind that was we had cross-functional groups. So you don't operate in silos.
Yes.
And cross-regional. So people from different countries looking at different parts of the experience. And we went through an extensive journey mapping. We actually did it with post-its.
Fantastic.
And all that stuff.
Scrum boards and Kanban boards and all the other cool things.
And pretty cool things. And we actually went and we broke our journey down into what eventually ended up 13 different touch points. And then we decided to measure each of those and chose the Forrester CXI methodology.
Okay.
So it's three easy questions. Did this experience meet your needs? Was it easy to do business with us? And was it enjoyable? So that's tricky perceptive part. Three questions.
I do love it when it's simple. It's like the Net Promoter question.
Exactly.
Again, very
we also
simple.
Do that. But I mean, who's going to answer a 10-page questionnaire? But those three questions are easy. And so through the journey mapping and through customer sat measurement, you can do two things. First of all, you can quickly fix obvious things that are wrong. So nothing beats immersing yourself in your customer journey. So from the outside in instead of the inside out. Instead of saying, here's my car, buy it. Yes. We're going to, you know, this. What would you like in your car? Let's build it for you. So actually phoning your call center, actually doing things and immersing yourself in the journey to see what is going on with my customer. And that, so we had a lot of quick fixes, and then we also identified some areas that needed actual project focus. And the business committed to doing that. So
fantastic.
Yeah, and then the other key to it, of course, is people. We're a very culture-driven organization, and from CEO downwards, everybody buys into CXI. Okay. It's a corporate goal, and it's tied into people's CXI's customer experience indicators, so the customer sat measure.
Okay.
So everybody buys into it, and it's a part of people's remuneration strategy.
Oh, wow.
So your bonus depends on how happy your customer is. You're going to make damn sure that your customer is going to be happy.
Cool. Yeah. Well, CXI becomes your KPI.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That is cool. Beautiful. 100%. And your presentation today?
Well, what I basically was speaking about was the emergence of all of these technologies around the data boom. Mm-hmm. So, you know, is this big data thing that everyone's so terrified of, because it is quite scary, let's face it. What is it? What does it mean, big data, all these transactions, and all these vendors that are now coming to play in this customer success platform space to say, give us your data and we'll all smush it all together and then we'll show you amazing things what to do with your customers. And there are some unbelievable vendors that are doing unbelievable things. They are so innovative. But I just wanted to sort of take people through the journey that we went through, because we had to decide, were we going to build or buy? And we ended up building our own stuff. Why we made those decisions. And
how long ago was that decision? Because it's changed now. I mean, things are different now when you're making a decision now.
Well, I mean, as recently as not even probably in the last year, we were deciding, do we buy a customer success platform? And when I say customer success, that's kind of the next evolution for us. It's not just about customer experience, where we measuring how people feel. It's about working with our customers to make them successful. So
you see Brett,
that's wonderful.
We're not in the age of the experience. We're in the age of success.
Are they using it?
The experience of success is nice.
Yeah. No, I mean, experience builds success. But that's
it does.
Customer experience is...
You're taking it to that next level.
Yeah. So customer experience looks at churn and upsell and, you know, retention, all that kind of stuff. Customer success is looking at optimization and usage and return on investment. Yeah. So if our CEO at our, or CIO at our customer has to have a conversation with the CEO about he's got this Mimecast thing, he can actually have it. He goes, well, it does this, et cetera, et cetera.
So if you guys built and you didn't buy, you now own IP behind a process that helps with CX tracking.
Yes.
Is that going to be an offering coming out of Mimecast as well?
Well, not the customer view side, because we've kind of built it on data warehousing and intelligence tools. So it's kind of proprietary, and it's more around giving our people tools to be able to do stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So, for example, we've built a dashboard for our account managers where they can log in the morning, look at their book of business, and you can say, oh, this customer did something risky, this customer did something, call them. So they can know which customers they need to prioritize and which customers they need to talk to. Okay. The next evolution from that, which we're working on at the moment, is building that into a score. So looking at the customer as a whole, but not just a health score, because that, again, is kind of a sort of an overused thing.
Sure.
It's more around a maturity index.
Yes.
So what are they using? What are they not using?
100%.
Segment, then be able to go to them and say, Mr. Customer, in your industry, your score is this compared to your peers here. And this is how we would like you to this is how we would like to work with you towards making sure you're optimizing your service.
Less assumptions, more fact.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I love it.
Yeah. It is nice.
I want to speak to you for lots more.
Okay.
Ditto.
Yeah. And come to the Futurology Show. And you're on the Futurology Show. And one of the things we like to do the most is to look into the future.
Yes.
Or explore the future.
Yes.
So from your perspective, where you are now, the things you've done and things you've learned, where are you hoping it to go, and where would you like it to go in the next sort of 5 to 10 years?
Okay, so like I said, I think, you know, we pride ourselves on being a cutting-edge technology on what we're doing. And what we're doing now with the move from experience to success is something yes. that I think a lot of other organizations aren't doing yet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not something that's bandied about. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're focusing our energy right now, is to partner with customers to make them successful. It's not about making them more profitable or any of those kind yeah. of things. It's about making sure the customers actually bought into your service, using it, and finding value in it.
Brilliant.
So that's where we're going. It's about success with your customer rather than just throwing them off mountains and, you know, doing experiences with them.
Who are your typical customers? Who are your typical clients?
Oh, you know, because we're an entrepreneurial business that started so small, you could say we have everybody in
quite
the spectrum.
With the,
exactly. Okay. So you've got your mom and pop corner shop that's been a customer for 10 years,
yeah.
up to giant corporates with 55,000 seats. So from a South African perspective, we have most of the big brands you can think of are probably yeah. Mimecast customers. And we're just expanding all over the world.
Phenomenal. So
the one reason why I ask, and it's just an interest point at this point, is physical bricks and mortar places where they are predominantly sort of experience driven, we hope. They're not just products on shelf. And I mean, you look at all these wonderful malls we have popping up everywhere, and they're creating a very great physical experience. Mm. Yet consumers can go and enjoy that experience without really having closed any sort of success loop.
Yes.
Are you helping them with that physical bricks and mortar challenge as well as the online digital space? Seeing that it's a different strategy, or is it all the same?
Well, it's because it's all online and it's all in the cloud. There's an element of physical, but most of it's digital.
Yeah.
But when it comes to proper success management with a customer, you know, correct me if I'm answering you incorrectly here, you know, we do still have a very strong people focus.
For
no matter how big our organization gets, they must still have a person that they can talk to that can build an experience for them.
True.
So
I was just thinking of the Virgin stores when they first started out. It was just this great place to hang out and nobody ever bought anything.
Nobody bought anything. No, I don't know that too.
Yeah.
So there'll never be a bricks and mortar kind of for Mimecast because we are in the cloud. But, but our sort of, if I have to have a sort of a tangible part of our service, it's our people.
Yeah.
And that we will never lose because, yes, I know most people want to talk to robots and blah, 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 but not South Africans. And also, when you're in a business-to-business space and you have a real problem as an IT person or a CIO, you want a person to fix it for you.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
So you have to be able to mix that human element with the digital. And you also have to be able to mix your experience and say, okay, well, this guy wants digital, so he can have it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's important. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Christoph Andermover from
Mimecast,
the director of
customer transformation and innovation.
Such an awesome title. Yeah,
she doesn't work for Minecraft.
Mimecast. But thank you so much for joining us today on the Futurology Show, and we look forward to having you again.
It was really fun. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Thank
you. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, that was fun, Brett. I enjoyed that chat.
Really, really was.
Fantastic.
And that was just one interview of so many great speakers here at the CX and Innovation Tech Fest.
Absolutely.
So, if you liked this interview and you liked hearing all the thoughts and future explorations, then there's more.
There is. It's on the Futurology CX page.
Yes.
So please go and find those on there. Also on iTunes. And of course, if you want to be inspired within your organization, drop us a line, because what you've experienced here, we're quite happy to come and set up a framework within your organizations. Because the inspirational part of moving beyond the disruption and the challenge of technology is important to you. So thank you, Brett. I've enjoyed our
time.
Thank
you, Michael.
This is CliffCentral.com.